This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time, you spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, there are in California tonight, there's several cities that are voting not, and I mean not, to be part of this whole sanctuary state thing. And it's really cool because I'm getting pictures and I'm getting input from some of the locations. So I may have some reports later on because I don't know. My crystal ball doesn't work. Okay, so I don't know if this is a sign of the times that California people are starting to wake up or what, but I think there's enough that people now have decided they're not embarrassed, they don't feel bad about pushing back on this stuff. And the other thing I love is, see, I jumped in, didn't I? I didn't even, the other thing I love is, and I do love this, I think this is great, I love those people who all of a sudden find Christ when it comes to stuff like this, right? All these guys that have been making fun, all you people, you hypocrites on Facebook, that have been making fun of Christians because of their scripture, what they believe, what they say about Christ and all that. And then all of a sudden, it comes to the borders, and you find these scriptures where Jesus says, you know, if you feed one of these, you fed me. You wouldn't know Jesus if you tripped over him and he had the stereotypical garb that you see in every picture in the country on. So don't be hypocritical and flick it on when you need it and flick it off, because there's a lot deeper meaning to stuff than just what the words are. You know, you guys don't believe that. You on the left, anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, yeah, I'm already starting. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562, really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just engaging. I want you to engage in the conversation. CNN, today, I think just before or while the president's speech was going on. Yeah, maybe it was just before. Because they, you know, some of the other stations were like, okay, president's getting ready to talk. He's going to come out, going to give a speech. He'll be out. We'll go to him any minute now. Well, you know, when he comes out, we're going to go to him. They're doing that. CNN, they came across with a headline, and not just a headline, but they were talking about it. The President Trump has a capitalization problem. Now, I got to tell you, being the little bit of the comic relief that I have, I'm going, okay, I don't even know what this is, but I got to see this. And I watched a seven-minute segment on CNN around the president capitalizing on his Twitter and how he was grammatically correct, incorrect, and how he was emphasizing the wrong words and how you usually only capitalize or italicize verbs, and mostly they were going on. They must have had a 92-year-old English teacher on there talking about it. If that was the case, what would they do to me? They'd hang me, wouldn't they? Yes, right. Off of my head, my fingers, my hands, everything. Because I capitalize anything I darn well please.
Or don't.
Or don't, yes, as the case may be. You know, seriously, if I want to get a point across, it is capitalized, underlined, italicized, and bolded in red, black, and purple. And this is it. We're talking about pulling out of the Iranian deal and the reasons behind such. And the best the president can do, I mean, the best that CNN can do is the president in his latest tweet. Like, come on, guys. Really? Do they not have, do they not have people there with at least two IQ numbers that can rub together? I'm just asking for a friend, you know? I'd love to know what you have to say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, here's the other thing. My heart goes out to those people in Hawaii. And I saw some of the, I know we get some people mad at me, but I saw some of the videos, right? And I saw some of the people, the residents there. I mean, you lose your house, you lose your car. I get it. And they want to know what the state is doing. What are the government officials doing? Well, let me start off being very, very succinct about this. You live on a volcano. There's hint one that something could probably go awry. It is like buying a house here on the, what's that fault?
San Andreas
fault. And then getting mad at the feds or the state government when the big one comes. And your garage is 50 miles down the road. Remember in Alaska when they had the big one? The street split right down the middle. And it moved a block or two blocks. You know, stores that were right across from each other were now a mile down the road. So when you live on a volcano, and the volcano erupts, and you say, what you going to do about it? You better be talking to God, because there ain't much the government can do about it. Right? There's 100 frustrated residents packed in the Pahau High School cafeteria Monday night. They're demanding county, state, and federal officials be straight with them on the danger still developing as Hawaii's most active volcano continues its path of destruction. Well, you want to know what's going on? The volcano's erupting. That's what's going on. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I would like to invite you to a free health lecture where I'm going to educate you on how to flourish with better health now and in your golden years. We will be at the Holiday Inn Airport, Springfield, Missouri. Registration time is 6:30 p.m. This is May 18th. You can give us a call for free registration at 833-WALLACH. That's free registration, 833-925-5224. 833-925-5224.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just having a good time. Well, I hope you're having a good time. I'm having a good time. Really. Okay, I guess I don't care if you're having a good time as long as I am, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate, you know, I love it. When you send me emails during the show or send me little messages or what have you, just don't get crazy. I mean, when I don't get right back to you, yeah, I even between the two of us, there's only three eyes here. We can't keep up with it all. You know, I wasn't making fun of. Let's just get this clear. I'm not making fun of those people that live in Hawaii because, you know, we live in earthquake territory. And there's not much the state, the city, there's not much they can do. Especially you live in areas, so I used to live in Massachusetts, and I remember the people along the coast. And, you know, in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, what have you, they got some really bad storms that come in. And they pound the coastline. So when you buy a house with 50 feet of, you know, maybe you're up pretty high on a cliff or whatever, and you have 50 feet of backyard, chances are it's not going to be there the whole time you own the house. Those storms start coming in, they erode away at a few feet at a time, and before you know it, your porch is on a cliff. It's really that simple. And then they get mad at the state, like, what are you going to do to fix the shoreline? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You bought it knowing that Mother Nature was in control, there wasn't much you can do. So these people in Hawaii, you live there, just like we do in California. You love the weather, you know what's going on, and you live on a volcano. You know that. So they're upset with the play. What can you do? What do you tell the people as the governor of Hawaii? You'll have to move to another island where the volcano can't get you. It's a line of volcanoes. I mean, the islands were made by volcanoes. One resident says, "Don't tell us to sit in a shelter. Tell us what's going on. Rumors and fear is spreading. What's going on?" The volcano erupted. Next question. I mean, seriously. There is no way to predict how long the eruption is going to go on, what's going to be spewed. I don't know what they're looking for. And I'll tell you what. Knowing what I know about volcanoes and I've read and even seen what has happened, like with Mount St. Helens over my years of being on this earth, when that thing started spewing and going off and we would have been among the first people that had a plane ticket, okay? Fido can hang out back at the house and watch it, for all I care, at that point. Yeah, I know, me. There's been a growing sense of confusion from some residents in here. They say they haven't been given any details on what actions are being taken to protect their homes. What can you possibly... You're falling over there, aren't you? You can't do anything. You're going to put cement barriers. Did any of you see the lava flow that was moving down the side of the hill, hit that car and turned it into a blub, just a little ball of metal? What do you want them to do? The meeting comes as two new cracks in the ground were confirmed in the community. 12 fissures have been reported. Here, it's really simple. Get out! Get on a plane! Get out of there! There are new cracks opening up on an hourly basis. There's lava and gas pouring out of these cracks in the ground. I would expect this from millennials, but full-grown people? They've lost 35 homes already. I'm not trying to make fun of them. All I'm saying is, get out. Just get out. You know, there's been stuff on the news there on a regular basis saying, hey, you need to be ready to go in a heartbeat. I wouldn't need a heartbeat. They wouldn't be done telling me you need to be ready to go, and I'd be out of there. You can smell the sulfur in the air. You know, just... Anyway. And you're going to see more and more destruction as this stuff goes on. And then the people are going to be screaming. They want the state to somehow ensure them, rebuild their homes, do whatever. And I'm not trying to be cold. I get it. But we live in earthquake territory. We have to pay more money for earthquake insurance if we want it. We don't get it here. Now, I don't want anybody to get hurt. I don't want anybody to get killed. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, man, you know where you live. You see it start. You need to go. It's really that simple. When you see the, I guess what it is, satellite photo, it's not just in one place. You see imagery that, you know, it's got bright red areas all around the island. So I don't know. Maybe the island's in for a big shift. Maybe it's adding a whole bunch more land, or maybe soon there won't be that much more land left there. But this thing has been, my understanding is this thing has been continually erupting since 1983. I mean, can you imagine going over there and looking for a home? And you're with the real estate agent and you go, what's that smell? The agent points at a volcano and goes, that thing burps every couple of days, you know. But you're good. You're cool. Hasn't erupted in forever. You'll be fine.
Wonder how property values are.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. Because, you know, today you're buying an acre and a half. In a couple of years, you might have 2.5 acres. I don't know. Depends on what adds to you. I just can't stand it. Oh, they've had a couple of earthquakes there. I don't know. Again, I'm not trying to make fun of these people, but you have to do something here when somebody says to you, "What are you going to do about this?" I don't know. I'm going to pick up the hotline to God and ask him to knock it off. What do you want me to do? I'm sorry. Okay, I'll stop. Right? Uh-oh. All right. Go ahead. You got about a minute.
So Diane in the Facebook feed says, offer Obama as a sacrifice to that volcano. I'm sure it will be appeased.
All right. Send your hate mail. Not to me. I didn't write it. All right. So Nunez, I love this idea. I think this is wonderful. Nunez now says he wants to hold sessions in contempt of Congress. We'll deal with that on the other side of the break. About time somebody got... I don't know. Is he sleeping? Maybe Sessions is out cold. I don't know. And we just don't know. Maybe he's able to sleepwalk. Half the time... Well, whatever. I'm Joe, senior host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
There you go. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Seriously, head up to the website. You can watch live and listen live, and you can take the poll. There's a lot, and I mean a lot, you can do up there. And I'm going through story after story after story. I'm enjoying this. I've got so much stuff. David Weissman's going to join us later on in the show. And he went from a total Trump supporter to now, I wouldn't say a Trump hater, but I haven't seen him post anything nice. And one of the things that teed me off to the days, he did something that a lot of the liberals do. And I told you this last night. Okay, he can't find anything really that Trump has done right. And he started spouting some stuff off, and after a few times of me asking him to be specific, I said, why don't you come on the show and talk to me about it? I want to know exactly what Trump has done that's so bad, that is so bad for America, so bad for, you know, and he lives in a country, he lives in Israel. And if it wasn't for the U.S. and their protection of Israel, right now, you know, he could be in deep do. It could be Israel could become an extension of Iran. And I think people don't really understand that. I don't think they really get it. The real danger that they're in, that there is real evil out there, there's real hate out there. And I'm not joking. And it's very scary because it's almost like we live in La La Land. Like, it's what we believe to be truth isn't all. Matter of fact, most of the time, it's not truth. Because you're taking things from your point of view. You're taking things from a perspective as to what you believe, what you think should happen, what you believe is the right thing to do. But not everybody's on your page. If they were, we wouldn't have 127 parties in some states. Anyway, the story I was on before the break was Devin Nunes wants to hold Sessions in contempt of court, and I'm with him. Where do I sign up for this? I think he's exactly right at this point. I still, and Giuliani said it. God bless him for being honest. He said, you know, I turned down the attorney general's job. I should have taken it. See, if I was him, I would have said, look, take the job for 2 years. Clean this place up. Get it rolling. Right? Let's get the people in jail. We need to get in jail. And then you can go be, you can be, what did he want? I think he wanted the Secretary of State's job, I think is what he wanted. A top Republican ally of President Trump said Sunday he'd push to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt of Congress. That, of course, is Representative Devin Nunes. And GOP members of the House Intelligence Committee are frustrated that the Department of Justice still hasn't turned over documents related to the conduct of the Justice Department and the FBI officials in their handling of an investigation during the 2016 presidential election. Now, think about that. We expected this from Holder. We expected this from Lynch. We don't expect this from Sessions. We don't expect this. After all, what did we scream about? We screamed about transparency. We screamed about getting to the bottom of these issues, right? On Thursday, we discovered that they're not going to comply with our subpoena. The only thing left to do is we have to move quickly to hold the Attorney General of the United States in contempt. He would be the second. Right? Remember, Eric Holder was held in contempt as well. Nunes, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has been investigating whether the Justice Department and the FBI abused the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to monitor a member of the Trump campaign. It's unclear if the GOP-led House of Representatives would have the votes to bring contempt of Congress charges against Session. Why? Because he's a fellow Republican. What the heck does that mean? I don't care if he's your best buddy. The law is the law. When you break the law, you break the law. One leading Republican said Sunday he's not even clear what Nunes and the Justice Department are arguing about. They expressed caution on resorting to a very extraordinary measure. He said, you know, slow down there. I think all members of Congress are going to need more information on what the request was and what the response from the Justice Department is. We don't have that. That's according to Representative John Radcliffe out of Texas. He's also a member of the House Judiciary Committee. The GOP House voted 255 to 67 and 12 to hold President Barack Obama's Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt. Right? Because he wouldn't pass, he wouldn't hand over information, wouldn't follow the rules when it came to that Fast and Furious operation. Trump has routinely berated Sessions for recusing himself in the Russia probe. I mean, this was not a job for him, obviously. Nunes and some conservative members of the House have been pressing the Justice Department for detailed information relating to Russia's investigation. Democrats believe that Nunes and others are trying to undercut Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe. Really? Because Mueller's been above board on everything. The indictments he's got so far really have nothing to do with the Russian probe. And a federal judge last week called him on the carpet for it. So it isn't just Republicans doing it. The Justice Department responded that providing Nunes information on a specific individual could pose grave implications for national security. Right. Don't buy it. Disclosure of responsive information to such requests can risk severe consequences, including potential loss of human lives. Damaged relationships with valued international partners, compromise of ongoing criminal investigations, and interference with intelligence activities. Right? This is according to the Assistant Attorney General, Stephen Boyd. Now, here's the beauty behind this. Then don't just hand it to them. Come on. We've got brain cells at work. Let's call a meeting. Let's bring in, you know, 3 to 5 of the people on the Judiciary Committee. Right? And then what you do is, if they, you know, tap their phones for 2 weeks afterward. If any information gets out, nail them. It's really that simple. Just nail them. Stop this game. Oh, it's always amazing to me that we let them get away with this. You know, we, especially Republicans, conservative Republicans, we scream, you know, about law and order. We scream about getting things right, and then we run into this stuff, right? Just, I don't get it. All right, well, here's some good news. I know you need it after this, right? But here's some good news. Newt Gingrich, and I agree with him on this one. He said the experts were very wrong in 2016, and he believes they'll be wrong in 2018, but I don't know what he means by they and who the experts are. Because, you know, you're watching CNN, you're watching some of these other places who are talking about how, you know, it's going to be a blue wave. Not really. Not going to happen. But they're telling me it's going to be a blue wave. Right? And we're going to lose the House, we're going to lose the Senate, yada, yada, yada. Not going to happen. I mean, for no other reason, everybody's petrified of Pelosi being head of, you know, Speaker of the House again. That alone will keep people from, you know, from voting Democrat. But remember, she was supposed to live by a landslide, right? Not Pelosi, Hillary. And even now, when you hear some of the polls, you hear some of these guys talking, the pollsters, even on Fox News, how tough the Republicans are going to have it. I go right back to the same thing. We are not them. We are not Donald Trump. We are not for Donald Trump is not a message. You have nothing. You still have nothing. You have no message. And you watch it's being analyzed by pundits on TV and newspapers and blogs all over the place. They were wrong about Trump. They were wrong that, remember, when you watched, before 2016, every TV show you watched, every political show said the Republicans were done as a party, they were going to have to regroup and figure out what's going on, figure out what they did wrong, figure out what the people want, and we kicked their butts. Under Obama, they lost 900 seats, but they ignored that. Under Obama and Hillary, they lost the presidency, the Senate, and the House. They ignored that, too. And I'm praying and believing that they keep going down the same road. It's wonderful. We'll be back in a minute.
My sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests. You've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
I don't know if there's anybody alive that would even know what that means anymore. I'm Sheldon, senior host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. There's a lot you can get involved with. You know? No, seriously. There's a lot to be involved with. Up there on the website, you can buy the book, you can read some of the stories that are posted, you can, buy a coffee mug, because coffee tastes, if you're watching, you can see, tastes so much better out of a TRS coffee mug, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, going through these stories and what have you. You know, I'll get to some of the primaries that took place tonight, but there's no major league surprises, right? You know, anyway. So we were talking about, or I was talking about, I don't know if you guys are talking about, Gingrich is stating the obvious. So Newt says, you know, don't take these polls too seriously. We saw what happened in 2016. They were wrong then. They're wrong now. And I agree with him. They are wrong now. But I've been saying that before he wrote this piece. I believe that they are wrong. They still haven't figured out. We're no better than the Dems are when it comes to this kind of stuff. The Democrats still think that the election was stolen from them because they couldn't have done anything wrong. Right? Trump got elected. And there's a meme flying around that I think is perfect. Trump is pointing out at something you can't see. And he goes, see? Right there. That's how I got elected. Or that's why I got elected. And he's right. They're running around like nut jobs. And everything, you know, CNN, he's talking about pulling out the Iran deal today. And they're talking about, on CNN, they're talking about how he capitalizes too much on Twitter. But they don't know what they've done wrong. And Mrs. Clinton, I don't know if she's got early onset Alzheimer's, but she can't remember why she lost. It's not like she piles it on, because she just changes why she lost about every other week. If it wasn't capitalism, it's the Russians. If it wasn't the Russians, it was Trump. If it wasn't Trump, it was Comey. But it's never Hillary. Anyway. So they continue to be wrong, and because they won't look at the truth. This is like, you know, forgive me if you're an alcoholic, but you know how it goes. Until you really fess up and say, here's my problem, here's what I'm doing wrong, this is what's hurting me, you can't fix it. So I'm good with this. Let them stay on this. Let them keep going down this road. Right? The national media has remained ignorant on politics. Really, they don't want to look at the political realities of what's going on around them. They still believe, as long as they keep, you know, staying on Trump, staying on the negativity of Trump, they're going to win. But it's not working with them. It's the same thing with Mueller. Right? They're praising him, and the American people now are losing faith in Mueller. Not even faith. They don't trust him anymore. They don't think that investigation is honest and real anymore. How can going back 12 years or 10 years, how does that prove Russian collusion between the Trump team? Because somebody on the team maybe worked for Russia 10 years ago? You know, their thinking is totally clouded by the hostility they have towards Trump. Right? And it's an incestuous relationship with all the other news sources. All the stuff we've been taught to hate, you know, gossip and backbiting and talking behind people's backs. I think we played that clip a while back of all the news sources almost lining up saying exactly the same thing. Oh, that was great. We've been told that there's going to be a blue wave in 2018. Who wants to? We should open up a betting thing for that. I know it's illegal, forget it, but you know what I'm saying. We might see a blue ripple. I don't know. Maybe a blue drop. I don't know. You're going to see, I mean, was it Iowa? I don't remember where the Democrat got elected, but he's going to run again. It was a special election. And he won, but he was pro-life. Was he pro-life? I know he's pro-guns, right? All kinds of pictures of him hunting out there. He is probably a throwback to a Democrat of the early 60s. You know, a 60s liberal, if you would. And he distanced himself from Pelosi and the rest of them. And I believe that's what helped him. Now, the generic congressional ballot has tightened and leads that Democrat average in December polls. They've been cut in half. One of the national experts said that if the election were held now, the GOP would keep control. Because they're leading the generic ballot in 7 of the 12 Senate races. They're going to pick up Senate seats. Don't laugh at me. What's, you know, mark today down your calendar. I am telling you, you will keep your Senate seats, or we will keep our Senate seats, excuse me. Right, so again, in a generic race right now, without specific names on there, we're doing well. As the benefits of the Republican tax cuts, deregulation, all this, as this stuff keeps growing, and businesses get stronger, and people see more in their paychecks, and Pelosi keeps walking the streets at night telling everybody that she's going to cut their tax, or she's going to put the tax reverse reverse Trump's tax bill, tax law, whatever. You know what I'm saying? As long as he keeps doing that, we're good. I mean, seriously. Vote for me, and I'll wipe out a third of your refrigerator. Really. I'll take food out of your mouth. You think it's hard to feed your kids before. Wait till we get in control. When combined with the president's success in both foreign policy and trade, the Americans have a significantly... Look at, many Americans like what he's doing. What you on the left has done, you have so browbeat, you have so bullied, you have so gotten all over people on your side that they're doing the same thing they did in the election. They're just not telling you anything. They're not telling you how they're going to vote, who they're going to vote for, what they... Oh, yeah, that Trump, he's got to go. Now, while 22%... Oh, I'm sorry. With the African-American unemployment rate at a historical... Unemployment rate at a historical low, period. Trump's approval among black men has jumped from 11... You ready for this? This is making them crazy on the left. His approval rating has jumped from 11% to 22%... in the black community, among black men. While 22% is still a minority, it's still a huge... You need 13% to win. You need 13% of the black vote to carry whatever office it is you're running for. Now, as the facts in the conversation continue, don't be shocked if you see President Trump's reputation as a jobs president. That will drive his support among minorities. But see, he doesn't speak this way. He doesn't talk about the African Americans and the Hispanics and the Latinos and the gay and the lesbian and the transgenders. He doesn't sit there talking. Listen to him. He's talking about Americans. He's talking about people. He talks about family. He is not interested in putting these people in silos. You force him to do that. Now, a lot's been made of these Republican House retirements, 43 so far, but ironically, as a percentage, the Senate has a higher retirement rate among Republicans this election. 3 out of 8, or 37% Republican senators in the seats up for re-election, are retiring. In fact, 88 of the 235 current GOP House members would have to retire to meet the Senate GOP percentage. Now, here's the other thing, in talking to some of these people. Part of this is a prideful thing. First off, some of these guys are very uncomfortable with the way the swamp is being drained. They're very uncomfortable with the way politics is playing out. They don't like the heat. They don't like the nasties. Number two is many of these people retiring held positions of power. They were the chairman of this committee or that committee or another committee. And they will tell you, because of Republican rules, not Democrats. Democrats, they could be the head of a committee for 40 years. Nobody's going to stop them. But we have committee term limits. Go figure. If somebody's doing a good job, they shouldn't have to step down. No, if they're truly doing a good job. But we have committee term limits. Go figure. So what they're doing is they retire because... Where are they going to go from there? They're going to become just a member of Congress? Can't do that. It's too demeaning. See, this is where I get confused. If it's truly about America, if it's truly about the U.S., if it's truly about making us strong again, and you believe that you're good, you believe that you can do the right thing, you believe that you can drive the narrative, then why do you leave Congress? Just because you don't have a chairmanship anymore. And then some of these guys leave Congress, they go into private practice, and they start their own lobbying group. Yeah. So if they don't have any more power, if they're done, that doesn't make any sense. Right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Next hour, we're going to talk about the Iran nuclear deal and why we needed to get out. And Roman Polanski is threatening lawsuit. Seriously. How rich is that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in just a little bit. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Grab a sandwich. Don't leave the room, though. We'll be right back.